The Horavian's coming, and Soxagon down the outside. Red Chase, the Horavian from Soxagon, but the Horavian has grabbed the lead. The Cult Figure looking for his 10th straight victory. What a star, the Horavian! The Horavian's won it brilliantly from Red Chase. And
what a story, the Horavian. He's got everybody talking, not only in Queensland, not only in northern Queensland, but right across the country. He's owned, of course, by prominent North Queensland owner Tom Headley, who joins us once again on RSN Central. Hello to you, Tom. You found another beauty here.
Yeah, how are you, Garth? Yes, we have, and it's been pretty exciting. This little horse coming up from your country, and sort of the boys up home have done a good job, and he sort of settled in well, obviously, acclimatised, and, taking him along nice and steady, and he sort of really, jumped out of his skin to sort of race well and give us a good ride.
Can you tell us the story how you purchased this horse and why did you like him here in Victoria?
Oh, well, I'm active in the market all the time buying horses, tried horses, Victoria mainly. And he was just another one that come along that obviously well-bred horse, had a little bit of form down there, but not much form to be too excited about. So, just like all, I sort of take a punt on a lot of them, and usually sort of majority of the horses that you get from down south come up north, and you take them along a bit steady. They acclimatise, and then most of them improve and win the races and go on. But this horse is obviously exceptional. He's sort of come up, and he got sick on the way up, and we thought we were going to lose him in Brisbane there, Garth, at the time, and me being a softie with the animal, sort of I had the opportunity. The vet sort of said that, he's a 90% chance of sort of not getting there. So I said, oh, we'll just spend the money and whatever you've got to do to fix him, and we give him time. And obviously, my old mate from Rudd Transport there looked after us. He took the horse in his own yard and looked after him personally for me. For a lot of the business we do with Rudd's Transport. So, and then he sort of looked after him and he recovered, thank God, and we gave him a bit more time down there to get over his sickness and brought him home. And then we took him along steady, real steady. And the boy's done a marvellous job with him. He sort of just jumped out of his skin right from day one. And here we are. We've won 10 in a row. And,
yeah.
And man, he's been an impressive horse. No matter what you've asked him to do, he's sort of done it with big weights and, difficult sort of positions in running, but he's always seemed to find a will to win and get the job done.
Was it travel sickness?
Yeah, travel sickness was the initial of it. Yeah.
And when he headed up to northern Queensland, was there something that you did with him? Stephen Massingham did a wonderful job as his trainer up there in northern Queensland. Your trainer there in North Queensland.
I made him too, by the way, Steve. Before he come to me, so all of a sudden I made Roy Chalemi too, my leading trainer up here. I made him king of the castle for 20 years, Garth. Now I've got the young fella coming through. My old mate sort of slowing down a bit, so I need a bit of a young team. So I've made Steve, so I keep telling him that,
Is he still charging you full freight then?
Yeah, no, I've got a bit of discount now because, just starting to keep in and pay their way,
Hey, what did Steve say when he first galloped this horse?
Well, he didn't say too much until we sort of, he worked well. We had him in a race one day. I think it was his first start or second start. Maybe his first start in... first start wasn't a bad run, and then the second start, wow, where he come from to win was an unbelievable win. I was actually in the Gold Coast watching Tyre Zone that day, and what the horse done to win that day, you thought, oh, man, this horse is a good horse, and it was only in a class one or two. So, we sort of knew we had a nice horse, but obviously we didn't realise we had a super horse, like what he is.
Yeah.
But they've done a good job, the boys. I've got to give them credit because... I think the big thing with him, with this horse, Garth, is spacing his runs. And if you keep him a bit fresh, and which they've done, and, he sort of won the Cairns Cup going for the Triple Crown there last year. It was an extra $200,000 we won. And he hurt his tendon. So the boys backed off him there, and you know, we were a bit concerned going into the 2,000 metre amateur cup last year on sort of 2 weeks off, no work, and 1 week and a little bit of three quarter pace up the run, and then, and you know, we're all a bit nervous going into the 2,000, but it was an enormous win considering what happened in the month between the last win and that run. So obviously he's a nice fresh horse, and fresh the better, yeah.
Tyson won you a Stradbroke. Can you compare the two horses? Can you start to dream with the Arovian? And who's more popular?
It's hard, that little horse. They're two different horses. It's a big, beautiful horse, this horse, Arovian. Big, beautiful horse. He's the best-looking horse in the stable when you look at him. You know, all the girls love him. You know, he's a good-looking horse. And but little Tyson, he's small. He tries his heart out. You know, this horse sort of makes his own luck, whereas Tyzone sort of doesn't get much luck, you know. So, but Tyzone, you know, has taken me on the journey and won a Group 1. This horse, six-year-old, who knows? You know, who knows? But on his win on Saturday, as the jockey said, and as we all could see, it was probably one of his better wins, freshened up over, you know, 2 or 3 weeks coming back to that. So you'd have to say, you know, you'd have to say on that run, I remember Laurie Mayfield-Smith telling me when I sent him Tyzone back in the early days, I won a race there, and actually Brad rode him. And Laurie said to me, this horse will win you a Group 3, Tom. I said, really? He said, yeah, he'll win you a Group 3 on that win. So if this horse winning by that race there on Saturday, you'd have to say he's up to at least a Group 3 or a Group 2, yeah, on that win, Garth, you know.
And he must be pretty popular up there in North Queensland.
Yeah, very, very. It's pretty. It's, you know, like it's never been done before. You know, like it's an amazing feat what the horse has done.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, coming from south, you know, being crook in Brisbane for 3-4 months, and then bringing him home and bringing him along, and then you know, the weights, he carried big weights. You know, we've been a bit sort of selfish with the weights, but we didn't really have much else we could do. We have to sort of run him, you know. We didn't want to sort of, you know, we weren't running to bust him. We were just starting him, and the horse's own natural ability done the rest. So, you know, we sort of, then they put a Queensland race, and for some reason put a weight for age against Newmark, and that played into our hands. So I thought, well, you know, this is a good opportunity to set weights that we'll have a go at this. And if he comes through this, well, obviously the next choice is going to Brisbane to sort of be competitive in a like a no metro win, but that didn't last long. And then all of a sudden, now he's top weight in his other quality handicaps, you know.
Now, are you going to name a bar after him? The Tyzone Bar? The Arovian Bar?
Well, actually, I've got a couple of hotels, and the TABs are full of Tyzones and Arovians. So, you know, like, yeah, they'll be around forever. So, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. No, it's been a good journey, and hopefully it continues. Hopefully it continues.
Get on your
Tyzone's back and work, and hopefully he sort of starts another couple of weeks in Queensland here. So the weights have stopped him a bit. He sort of won them, you know, Stradbroke on low weights. Now he's carrying the 58. He's only a little horse, so he's going to do it a bit tough until we can sort of, you know, get him into a handicap with the smaller weights.
How many more starts does the Arovian have this time around?
Well, I said to Steve, I'd put him in the paddock now and cuddle him, you know, because I don't want him to sort of. But we thought, well, we're going to the Boonbra, in 4 weeks' time. It's a mile. Then I believe I haven't confirmed it, but I believe that there's a chance. Then you can get a wild card into the Magic Millions race day on the Gold Coast in January. So I thought we'd probably go that way now we're there. But we'll just see what the next sort of few weeks bring. And then I'll definitely put him away. Definitely put him away after that next two starts for a while, you know, and come back to the Winter Carnival. And if he doesn't perform, we can always take him home. And the minimum, maximum top weight, I think, 63 up home for your cups and that sort of thing. So, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be competitive on that up home too, if that's, you know, what we decide to do.
Well, Tommy, we're about to go. We've got a commitment coming up. But, Tom, the All-Star Miles worth $5 million, and I'm sure that you own North Queensland, so you could put together a bit of a campaign to get him in to that great race.
Yeah, well, we might even consider that, Garth, if things keep going the way they're going.
Well, I look forward to heading up to North Queensland, having a beer with you, Tom, one day.
Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you. Thank you.
There's Tom. There's Tom Headley there, of course. He's one of the the biggest owner of North Queensland. He's one of the biggest owners in thoroughbred racing in Queensland. And he's got the Arovian that's got everybody talking. And it's a great story. Purchased from Country Victoria. Didn't have the greatest of form lines. He nearly lost his life as he headed up to North Queensland with travel sickness. And now he's won his last 10 straight in Queensland, including his overall records, 13 of victories from 15 starts for Tom Headley. So, boy, he is enjoying the Queensland life, and he is a cult figure in the Sunshine State, especially up there in North Queensland. So it's another terrific racing story. It's you can still find a bargain from time to time. We all need a little bit of luck, but that is a great story. This is RSN.